What? No, I'm not kidding. Actually, I'm incredibly serious right now. I like you. I really, really do. And I know you've talked about the big L word, and so I won't say it, but I want to. I do. Huh? No, I know this is bad. I know that, but I mean, it's not like I expected this either. I didn't expect to fall in love with the prettiest girl in the office. How could I? I mean, sure, at first I thought you were just a really, really sweet coworker, but then we started going out for lunches together, and I started to realize that I was seeing those lunches as, well, the highlight of my day. And then I found myself seeing you as more than, you know, just a coworker. I wanted to see you, not just the professional or business you, but the real you. I wanted to know what movies you liked and what games you played, and if I could see or play them with you. Hanging out on the weekends, it just... it became my favorite thing to do. It didn't even really matter what we did, as long as I could just, you know, spend time with you. And of course, I thought it was adorable when you hid what you considered to be your, you know, your nerdy side. And I remember your eyes just lighting up when you realized that I was into the same stuff, and I still remember your face when I showed you just how big my own dice collection was. I remember you picking through the pile just to find your favorite, and when you found it, the way your eyes sparkled, I remember the sudden thought that I had while watching you hold it up to see the light shine through, and I just... I wondered what it would feel like to see you look at me with such a happy, delighted expression. Honestly, I think that's... God, I'm trying to be so careful because well, I know we've talked about this. I think that was the moment I realized that I might not be, you know, as straight as I thought. No, I know, and I'm so very sorry. Yes, I do remember what you said, and honestly, that's why I haven't said anything for so long, but... Huh? Yes, I was there when she broke up with you, and I do remember you swearing off straight girls, but I'm not asking for anything. I I don't even want you to do or say anything in return about this. I know. I know you said you treasured our friendship, especially for its uncomplicated nature, and I know I just messed all of that up, and you gotta believe me that I'm really, really sorry about that. I just... My feelings for you they've just been building for so long, and anytime I look at you, they feel like they're going to explode out of my chest, and I didn't want to scare you or anything by, you know, getting all clingy, but I just... I know you are cautious, wary even. You've been through this. You've been burned before, and I know I'm certainly not perfect, and again, I'm not saying that we have to date. It's just, I just wanted to confess my feelings because, well, keeping them from you like this, it's been killing me. It's been eating me up from the inside, and I just... Every time you say that you love how uncomplicated we are, I feel like a fraud. Okay? I understand if at the end of this that you'd want to pull away. Honestly, that's another reason that I've stayed quiet for so long. I can't imagine my life just without you. Without you by my side, and... Oh, God, I wanted to be so careful, but these feelings, they haven't stopped, and I... Oh, God. I need to shut up. Look, I'm sorry. I know it was, you know, supposed to be a girl's night in, but I should probably just go home and give you some space and some time to think. So, the dinner tonight was incredible. And, oh God, I don't want to start rambling. I'm just gonna go, okay? So... Huh? What? You want me to stay? But I... don't I want to hear your answer? I mean, honestly, I don't know if I could handle the rejection, so... I suppose that you wouldn't want me to freak out either. But no, I... Oh, you don't make lavish dinners for just anyone. Well, yeah. I mean, I did feel a little special, but I didn't. I didn't want to look too much into it and see things that weren't there. Oh God! Wait! My jeans. Are we here? A toy, but from where did you? Wait, why the hell did you keep it in? You've used it while thinking of me? Oh yes, of course, I'm soaked through my panties. The woman I love just, oh God, no, just made me the happiest girl in the world. Oh, and now she's, using a toy on me that she used on herself. Oh God, I didn't expect this. Oh God, damn. Oh, that feels really, really good. No, God. Oh, this is overwhelming. I can't even. Oh God. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Right there. Please. Oh God. Your fingers. Oh, right on my clit. Just there. She thrust with the toy. Oh God. Oh God. I can't. No. I want to make you feel good too. I want to touch you, but. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh, you are dangerously good at. Wait. Oh my God. No. Yes. Oh God. I don't think I've ever come this quickly with someone else. I can't even think. Wait, no. Oh God, yes. Oh God. No, I'm gonna. No. No. I've never come this hard with anyone or anything, even solo with toys. Oh. you to teach me how to do this so I can do it to you.